New legislation will require employers to include expected salary ranges in job postings, giving you more information to make informed decisions while you apply for that dream job. At a time when many companies are posting record profits, it is only fair they communicate transparently about how they pay workers, said David Piccini, Minister of Labour. 37% of online job postings in Ontario, 2022, included salary information. In addition, the legislation would make Ontario the first jurisdiction in Canada to require businesses to disclose if artificial intelligence, AI, is used during their hiring process to ensure workers aren't excluded from the job market because of technological biases and that their privacy rights are protected. Women in Ontario earn an average of 87 cents for every dollar earned by men, a number that is worse for racialized and Indigenous women, says a government news release. Including salary ranges with job postings can help close the gender pay gap while allowing companies to find qualified candidates more quickly and improve retention, helping tackle the nearly 250,000-person labor shortage. 7 in 10 workers have reported experiencing a form of harassment or violence in the workplace, rates that increase for women and gender-diverse workers. To help end workplace misconduct and hold abusers to account, the government will also be conducting consultations and detailed analysis on ending the use of non-disclosure agreements, NDAs, in the settlement of cases of workplace sexual harassment, misconduct or violence. The consultations will identify legislative options to restrict the use of NDAs while protecting the rights of victims and survivors, said Minister Piccini. It's past time we end a practice that allows businesses to shelter the behavior of some of the worst members of our communities. Yes annually empowers thousands of youth with employment opportunities, and Minister Piccini's initiative is set to break down biases, and enhance transparency and equality for women and marginalized job seekers, says Timothy Lang, president of Yes, Youth Employment Services.